11. Yes, Sister Brooks is. Good. John chapter 11 tonight. John chapter 11 tonight. You got something I can borrow? Let me see. Long that bifocus. I'm not gonna look. Oh, yeah, tape on there. No, that's my mouth. No. I appreciate it, sister. All right, John chapter 11 tonight. This is where we are tonight. Begin reading in verse 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. And then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. And now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard, Romans 10:17, she heard that Jesus was coming. And that's a good point. That, you know, through the power of the word of God, the blessing that we receive, because that which already has come. Here he is coming, future tense. Now through the perfect law of liberty, he has come. Amen. He had died on the cross, shed blood. Get the point, brethren, that we can rise again. Sometimes we miss the blessings, amen, and not understanding the beauty of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15. When it met Jesus, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, all right, these sure look good. Lord, I might take these home with me. Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother wouldn't have died. She still didn't understand the implication of a physical death to a spiritual death. See, she still was looking at her brother, which is the human side. Your brother had died, been in the grave for 4 days. She still saw the physical side. She didn't see the spiritual implication that Jesus was going to bring about in relationship to him rising again, in relationship to the point of the fact that Jesus is coming back here in that verse here. In verse 20, we talk about then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she still didn't understand the spiritual implication between physicality and spirituality in relationship to understanding the will of God. And you know what? A lot of people still don't understand that, because what they want to do, they want to make the church carnal instead of spiritual. And the reason why they do that, because they don't understand the purpose of the church or even the purpose of Jesus coming. I mean, why did Jesus come? See, the sick and saved, that was his law, Luke 19:10. He came to die, he came to save us, he came to save a dying world. That's what he came for. Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. So she still did not understand, the spiritual implication. See, her brother had died, he'd been dead for 4 days, and the human side was that indeed she did hurt. But still, the lesson for us to learn, we got to see the spiritual side also. But look at verse number 22. He said, but I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. See, that's where I know. That's the understanding. I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. And then Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Thy brother shall rise again. Now let me tie that back in to verse 22. Go back to verse 22. I always go back to verse 20. You go back to verse 20 and look at the chain of command in relationship to what we're talking about. Number one, Jesus was coming. See, why did Jesus come? Seek and save that which was lost. Why? Because Lazarus had died. Amen. Without Jesus coming, dying on the cross, and we die, there would be no resurrection. We could not rise. See, that same concept. See, you cannot think about this here. You cannot be risen. You can't be a new creature in Christ Jesus. See, you can't be risen. You can't be a new Christian in Christ Jesus if that knowledge is not there. See, a lot of times people say, well, I know I'm saved. Well, how do you know you're saved if it's not backed up by authority? You see what I mean? See, all that go hand in hand in relationship to understanding what's happening here. And let's rewind verse 20. He said Jesus was coming. Why did he come? Because Lazarus died. Why? Because he needed to be what? Risen to rise again. So that's the same concept. See, Romans chapter 6. Go over me right quick. Romans 6. See, Romans chapter 6. See, he talks about that. See, verse 3, know ye not. You might want to note 2 Corinthians 5:17. We talked about we've been a new creation in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:27. For as many of us who have been baptized into Christ, we put on Christ. Well, how do we put on Christ? Because Jesus came. How do we know that? Because we know why. Because that's what the Word of God says. Amen. That's the only way we can do it, because it's in the Word, right? See, it's in the Word, right? Why? Jesus came. So if Jesus never came, it couldn't be backed up by authority. See, that's how I know we right. See, I know we right. See, why? Because we can read it in the book. See, and that's what he's saying. So verse 3 said, know you not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ. Why were we baptized into Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ came. See, that's why we don't look unto other people. We look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. See, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in what? Newness of life. By that verse, right, 1 Corinthians 15:1-2, because it tells you what the gospel is. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection that gives us new life, because Jesus came and died on the cross that we may rise again. So you can't rise again if you're not buried with him in baptism and become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. You see what I'm saying? You can't do it. And then you can't say, I've been baptized, and you know him if you don't keep his commandments. Amen. How can you say you know him and not keep his commandments? How can you say you know him and not walk in the light as he is in the light? See, when you know him, you keep his commandments. John 14:15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. By this, these things were written that you may know. Written what? About Jesus is coming. Y'all see what I'm saying? That's the power of the gospel. See? And I like how the Holy Spirit tied all that in to verse number 20. They say Jesus is coming. Now, they didn't understand why he was coming, because they thought he was coming to bring forth physical life, which he did. But it had strong spiritual implications. See, it's an antitype. See? For whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make, they don't genosko, they don't know. And when you don't know, you can't consider, you can't think, and you can't reckon. Because there's nothing there. There's no understanding is there. It's like you talk to people, and they express thoughts, and you listen. Something they say may be right. Something they say may be wrong. Well, how are you going to discern? There's got to be something there in order to come to a conclusion. It's got to be there. It's got to be there. It's got to be some substance there. What faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It got to be something there in order for genosko to work, in order for understanding to come. So you listen, or I listen, but you don't have the ability to discern or to make an intelligent decision that's going to be backed up to authority, it's all for naught. And that's where most of the world goes. because everybody else do it, because it seems politically correct. It don't go against status quo. So it got to be all right. But it don't mean it gonna be all right. It's like denominationalism. Most people accept denominationalism to be right. Why? Because that's all we see. You can flip channels from 2 to 300. You may run across 75 different denominational churches. So you say to yourself, well, they all can't be wrong. Well, God's not going to condemn all these people to hell. Well, if that's not true, talk to those people in Noah days. Amen? So what I'm saying is, sometimes when we fail to denosco, so we don't have the ability to consider. I tell people all the time, don't believe because I say, you believe because you know. You hear what I just said? Don't believe because I tell you this here. You believe because you know. You know it. How do you know it? It's in the book. See, I'm not gonna let you lead me because you're my friend. I'm not gonna let you lead you because you're my family member. I won't be led by the word. Amen. So I'm not gonna be led by something that just because, you know, well, for peace sake. Like people say, for peace sake. Well, to have peace sake, well, it's the word. Amen. See, you owe it to yourself. We're free moral agents. We're a special creature that God made in a special way. It's called intellect. I mean, what good is intellect when you don't use it? You ever thought about that? I mean, what good is a brain when you don't use it? When you don't think. That's what that word count mean. Count it all joy. See, you count because, see, what you're doing, it's not what we're talking about tonight, just these few words. He said, Jesus is coming. Well, why is he coming? See, people say, well, to save mankind. Well, how is he going to save mankind? I don't know. Are he going to save me in this church? Are he going to say, well, that's not right. They had the wrong understanding. They did not understand. See, the spiritual implications, see, of why Jesus came in relationship to Lazarus. But look at verse 24. And Martha said to him, I know that they word again. I know. That'd be a good study, wouldn't it? Just in the New Testament. See, look up the word know and see how many times it's used. In Genosko way. That's the way I want you to see it. G-I-N-O-S-K-I. The reason why I want you to use it that way, because that's understanding. That's knowledge. Right? See, and that's something can't nobody take away from you. See, once you know the book, once you understand the book, once you be not conformed but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, see, we do this every day, don't we? See, we transform every day. Through proving, through testing. See, she said, Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. But see, it had to be a reason for her to say that, I know. See, I know I'm saved. Amen. See, 1 John 5:13 said, these things were written that I may know. How do you know that? You know that by you knowing that you keep his commandments. See, one thing about individuality, in case you want to admit it or not, don't nobody know you no better than you know yourself. People say, I know Quint. Yeah, I know Quint to a certain extent. But I don't know Quint like Quint know himself. See, sometimes wives say, well, I know my husband. Well, you may know your husband, but you don't know everything about him. Am I right? You just don't know that. Some things, I mean, I wish I could. Some nights, Dara's sleeping, I can look into her brain and see what's going on in there. But some things, I mean, I just don't know. Some things I don't want to know. See, Because, see, we're free moral agents. We are creatures of choice. See, and the point that I'm trying to make is that because of how God made us in a role to make decisions, see, in order to make good decisions, it got to be something there. It's called authority. See, it's kind of funny. Think about this, y'all. That the Constitution, right, law. See, how many constitutions that we have in the United States?
One.
Right? We have three branches of service, right? We have one constitution. See, we only have one set of laws, right, that governs everybody. How come in the United States we ain't got 500 different set of rules? You ever thought about that? We all are governed by the same constitution. You know why? Keep down confusion. For law and order. For peace sakes. You ever watch cowboy movies? I mean, people shoot you down for no reason. And you be riding down the road on a horse, somebody shoot you off the horse. For no reason. You ever watch that? So it had to be laws enacted, right? See, to stop all what was going on so we can have peace. But you don't have a one set of rules, right? It's called a constitution, right? See, so the point that I'm saying, how come constitutions or laws are the one set is everywhere, but in the church you can have a multiplicity? McDonald's the same way. They don't have but one set of rules. I mean, all McDonald's got to look just alike. See, French fries on the left. Okay, where you go? Always when you go to McDonald's, French fries are going to be on the left. You can't put it on the right. You can't say, well, I'm going to change it. I don't want it on the left. I want it in the back. No, it's always when you go look to the left, that's where they cook French fries. And all the food going to taste just alike. Make no difference where you go. All Big Macs gonna taste alike. All sausage and biscuits gonna taste alike. Because they got rules that you gotta go by, right? See? Well, why do they have them? Well, how come in the church, when they use the phrase, I know, I know, I know, well, how come in religion that you can know, but it makes no difference what rule you obey? You ever thought about that? It don't make no difference. You can believe anything you want to believe, but you're going to say, I know. It don't work that way. See, look here, the next verse. See, Martha never would have said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day if it wasn't nothing there to give her that assurance. She wouldn't have said it. She couldn't have said it because she didn't know. See, it's like the Ethiopian eunuch. See, it's like those on the Pentecost. See, they never would have asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? If they didn't know, would they have? Acts 10. See? Saul of Tarsus. See, when he was told to go into the city of Damascus. See? He didn't know until Ananias came and told him what to do when he told him to rise to be baptized to wash away thy sins. And Saul of Tarsus was probably in their educational system, was a PhD. Hebrew, studying the feet of Gamaliel. I mean, he was tough. Hebrew, Pharisee. He had all kind of pedigree, credentials. He didn't know until he was told what to do. You see what I'm saying? And then you tell me that study is not important. You tell me you don't have time to study. Or when you don't tell me, I don't have to come to Wednesday night Bible because Sunday night is not important. What's wrong with you? How you going to know? Tell me, how you going to know? You're not going to know. See? And that's the reason why. See, it got to be there to have understanding so you can experience spiritual matters. That's what it's about. Every day, see, making decisions, spiritual decisions. You begin to count, beginning last Sunday, how many decisions you had to make until today concerning spiritual matters, or when you were tempted, or when you were drawn by temptation, or when you was around a situation where a decision had to be made. Think about all the decisions you had to make if it wasn't now because you didn't know what would have been the consequences. You ever thought about that? Or I even put it this way. You're a wife, and then you have a husband. Who want to be married to somebody who don't know? Now, you may know physical things. Physical things don't never supersede spiritual things. Physical things just go so far. They run out. See, physical things only give you so much. Then it stop. It lets you go so far. Then it stop. See, sometimes you have been in a situation that sometimes you just shake your head and you say, man, I don't know how this happened. I don't know how this got this way. What's going on? And the reason why, it's not no knowledge there, it's not no substance there for you to have the ability to have the understanding that whatever come in life, that word is there to come out on the good end, and the good end is dealing with spiritual matters. Because I'm telling you, spiritual matters are going to always supersede. I don't care how smart you may get. I don't care how many degrees you may get. I don't care how educated you may get. Spiritual matters will always supersede physical matters. I'm serious. And the reason why, James 1:25, you talk about that perfect law of liberty. James chapter 3, when you talk about being that perfect man, see, being perfect, see, that you don't want anything, man, that goes well above. That's complete. That's thorough. Of 2 Timothy 3:17. So the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But see, she never would have said, I'm telling you, she never would have said, I know that he gonna resurrect. See, that's the joy of being a Christian, amen. We know we're gonna die, right? See, but I know. See, I'm gonna resurrect, amen. Why? Because Jesus came. Y'all see what I'm saying? But see, you just got to have that word. Just in these 4 or 5 verses we talked about tonight, we all saw I know 5 times, I think, right? Count from verse 20. Count to about verse 20. See, on down to about verse number 24, and tell me how many times you see the word know. See? And then in verse 25, Jesus said unto her, now I like this here. Amen. Who can say this here? You tell me who can say this here. Huh? Heard on TV that the Pope gonna get a Twitter account. Well, he gone Twitter. Amen. About all he can do, Twitter. Did y'all hear that? So he gonna establish a Twitter account. They were saying, you know, with who he is and all the people that look unto him, how many people gonna Twitter his account? But he can't say that. Can't no man say this yet. Amen. Why in the world do you want to belong to something that can't say I am? Why in the world do you want to belong to something that's a false no? Why in the world do you want to belong to something that's not going to cause you to rise again? You hear what I'm saying? See, that's why Jesus wasn't in no hurry. He knew Lazarus was dead. He knew how long he had been in the grave. But that wasn't the point. It wasn't the point. See? Jesus said, I am. See, the resurrection. See? And the life. See, when you resurrect, when you rise to walk in newness of life, you have life. And I'll tell you something else. Let's bring it home. See, when you come ye out from among them and be ye separate, touch not, taste not, handle not, when you're not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, amen. See, when you resurrect, when you rise from the world to spirituality, when you're not conformed, but when you're transformed, see, we got life, amen. Now, y'all want to make it dead to be in a grave to resurrect, to have eternal life. But I'm talking about right now. Y'all with me? See, resurrect. That's the reason why. You know, I'm very careful. Man, I'm careful who I hang with. Folks say, well, man, y'all sure is funny. You sure acting funny. You got that right. I don't hang around with anybody. I mean, I don't hang around with anybody. Just because you say you're a member of the church, and I know that you ain't walking right, talking right, and you still in the world because you don't know, you think I'm going to associate with you? Now, I will help you or do whatever I can for you, but you can't be my friend. Amen? Why? Because number one, I got to protect my life. I want to stay resurrected. Amen? Amen? And I know, amen. I know. Don't the Bible say, come ye out from among men? Be ye separate, said the Lord. Turn not, take not, handle not. If you partake of the evil deeds, you are just as guilty as they are. And that's what the Word of God says. And you think I'm going to associate with you because I want you to be my friend or what you can do for me and lose my resurrected and go back to the world? You with me? Because the minute I tolerate you, the minute I associate with you, I sin. Amen. And when I'm sinning, see, I lose my resurrection. I'm no longer up here spiritually. Amen. I'm back down in the world. Y'all see that? Amen. And then I don't have life. Now, I know verse 25 is talking about, you know, resurrecting to eternal life, or Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but to give to God eternal life. I know he's talking about that. But I also believe he's talking about life right now. Amen. Don't he say count it all joy? Amen. He don't want us to be unhappy. Amen. He wants Christians to be happy. He wants you to have a happy husband, happy wife, happy home, happy children, happy dog, everybody happy. Amen. Because when you resurrect, amen, the world don't have you no more. Am I right? Now, think about it. Examination time. You've been catching hell. Maybe you ain't resurrected. You're still in the world. Amen. That's the only conclusion. There ain't but two ways. You're either right or you're wrong. Am I right? Ain't no in-between ground. It was amazing. You can come to Bible class and just make it so plain. And people hear what you say. And then you know that what I'm saying is right. Because you know. You know what happened Monday. You know what happened Tuesday. You even know what happened today. You know what happened when you left home. You know what happened while you were at work. You know on your way here what happened. And you know the turmoil or what happened in your life. And we're sitting here talking about this here. And you call yourself a Christian. And you're not enjoying these blessings, amen? And by the way, the word blessed means be happy. What's wrong with you? Y'all understand what I'm saying? And it comes all about, you know why? Go back to verse 20. He said, Jesus is coming. And he came, didn't he? He came for a reason. Yeah, he established the church. Yeah, he's the light of the world. Yes, he is. But I am. See, I am. See, do you know who I am? See, I am the resurrection and the life. And brethren, because of who we are, see, man, you just don't know, man. It's something. See, y'all with me? He said, I am the resurrection. But I like these glasses here. I'm saying guard the back door. I am the resurrection. They feel better, man. I can see out there. They clean, too. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, look what he says again, yet shall he live. Amen. Live. What kind of life do you want? Amen. It's up to you. He came, didn't he? See, he resurrected, didn't he? He did everything that he could to give us, what? Life. Amen. John 10:10 called it abundant life. Am I right? See, 1 John 1:9 says we walk in the light as he's in the light. Not only do we have fellowship with him, but we have fellowship one with another. And where fellowship comes to near mean a relationship. That's what brethren do, amen. We're fellow believers, amen. Because we all have all things. Come on, Terry. In common. John said in common. In common. Amen. It's called the power of the word of God. Amen. See, you got your Bible, verse 25. Man, you need to be underlining resurrect. Romans chapter 6, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that you are a new creature. Romans 12:1, you're not conformed, but you're transformed. Amen. Let me give them to you. Romans 6, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Romans 12:1, you don't conform, but you've been transformed by the renewal of your life. Because, see, when you resurrect, see, you have life. Because, see, you know. That word believed, you know. Amen. Who Jesus is. And because you know who Jesus is, see, you're going to have life. See, you're going to have, you can't miss it. I'm telling you, folks, you can't miss it. See, whoa. What's wrong? Oh, John, I thought you were having a, oh, excuse me. He threw his hand up like this here. I said, whoa, he believed the wrong thing? It's on. It was on. Oh, don't scare me like that, brother. Thought Cat did pinch you. All right, let's go back, okay? Y'all with me? Okay. Though he were dead, see, though ye were dead, yet he lived. Because, see, resurrection brings us out of death into life. Through the water and grave of baptism, through being, Revelation 2:10, faithful unto death, John 8:31, when we continue in his word. Y'all with me? This is so important. See, if you want to evaluate and change things, here it is right here. Amen. See, and guess what? It ain't about what you got, who you got. It ain't about money. It ain't about where you live, what you drove in. It's about mindset. That's all this mindset. See, it's just so simple. See, start conforming. Start counting. Start considering. Start thinking. Start proving. Start testing. See, start looking at the word of God. What you doing? Say, hey, get your personal piece of paper out. Just make notes. See who your friends is. See things you do, things you don't do. If you don't match up with the word of God, crucify them. Galatians 2:20. Mortify them. Colossians 3:1. See, you got to do that. That means put it to death. Get rid of it. Throw it away. Because, see, when you do, when you hold on to them, you're dead. Amen. Because you can't serve two masters. The best way I know how to do it, I just got me a tablet. I just write them down. See? Associates, business associates, whatever it may be. Whatever beset me, they're going to cause me to be unequally yoked. They cause me not to resurrect. Not to have that mindset, you know? See, that we may have life. See, and then verse number 26 says, that whosoever liveth and believeth in me. See, now watch it now. He said, shall never die. Now, see, from that new birth, when you're born again, that's when it all began, right? See, and it's a continuation process of John 8:31. If you continue in my word, indeed you shall be his disciple. See, it's a continuation process. See, that's some things you have to do every day. I ain't say three times a week, did I? Every day, sometimes two or three times a day. Sometimes there's some adjustments that you have to make. See, you have to make adjustments every day. See, but see, that knowledge got to be it there in order for you to know to be able to make the proper adjustments. See, you make those adjustments, and that's that point whereby we continue to live. See, we don't; it's not stopping. See, you live it now, and then when you die, you're gonna keep on living. But it starts at this new birth. See, question: how can a person liveth on when they cut Jesus off. You understand what I'm saying? Or when you don't study. Or when you don't have time to worship. Can you live on? I mean, when we leave here, I mean, can you put Jesus in the trunk and don't pick him back up? See, you understand what I'm saying? See, that's something that we do constantly. And hear that word again. And I keep saying it over and over again. See, you guys, it's just something that you do. It may do, sometimes you may have to do it 4 or 5 times a day. Sometimes you just got to pull off the side of the road. Sometimes you just got to stop doing what you're doing. See, sometimes you just got to pull your wife to the side and say, hey, let's go in the room. I mean, we got to get this together. Amen. And the reason why, because see, when you got two mindsets trying to intermingle to be one, see, the only thing they're going to straighten it out is the word. Amen. So you feeling something coming on that you don't want to come on, say, don't say I'm going to deal with it next week. You just wait. You're going to deal with it right now. Amen. Because see, you want to live on. See, why? Because you don't know what death is. Amen. I mean, you go to bed mad, and then you don't speak to one another. See, you're fussing and call both of you. Well, anyway, y'all are painting the picture. Suppose you don't wake up in the morning. Amen. What's going to happen? Huh? He said. See, you getting up in a bad situation because number one, you're not living. Anytime sin is in your life, you're dead. Amen. And you got to resurrect out of it, am I right? See, so what I'm saying is you just can't wait. See, and sometimes we think, well, I just start by some flowers. I'll stop and buy this giving. I'm going to try to make up with it. That's not making up. The word you need to go home with, amen? Amen? See, because them flowers are going to die. And one thing about buying flowers, see, what are they going to expect the next time? Flowers. What are they going to expect the next time? Flowers. But once you put that word in there and you begin to transform thinking, see, it shouldn't happen no more. Amen? So you're going to save some money. So I'm teaching how to save money too. Am I right? Don't look at me like that, y'all. Please don't. I'm sorry. I know some of y'all don't want to hear this here, but see, that's the only thing gonna straighten it out. Because see, sooner or later she'll put them in a box. Well, that's fancy. Some people say base. I'm gonna take a speech class next one. But by March, I should be talking too good. But you put them in a vase, and sooner or later, flowers gonna fall over. They're gonna be dead as you here. Amen. But the answer is the word. Amen. You believe on Him. You understand what I'm saying? So He said you can live on and on. See, from that born again concept, because that's where it begins. It said, teach them to observe all things which I've commanded, and lo, I'll be with you even until the end of time, as newborn babe desire, the sincere milk of the word, that they may what? Grow thereby. What Peter said, right? See? But see, in order to achieve that and have that life, that abundant life, see, your mindset got to be spiritual. See, and that's what he's saying here, relationship to understand the word of God. Y'all with me? See, I'm not trying to get into your business. I'm just trying to make it practical. Don't it make sense? See, I'd rather have a spiritual relationship, a spiritual marriage, than a world based on what? Material things. What Timothy said, we brought nothing in this world. Sure, it'll be what? You ain't going to take nothing now. You ain't going to do it. See? Verse 27, it says here, that she said to him, yeah, Lord, I believe. See? Oh, I wish we all say that tonight when we leave here. Yeah, Lord, I believe. Oh, I wish we'd say that. Not only do we say it, we believe it. We know it. We understand that. I mean, see, a lot of times you say it, but you don't understand what you're saying. See, sometimes you don't understand. You ever say something, you say it, and then you literally don't know what you're saying? You think about, did I say that? But see, he said, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. Underline that. See, there you go again. Which shall come into the world, future tense, to show us that, hey, why he came. See, he was coming in the world that we might what believe. Believe on. See, when you read that he shall come in the world that we might believe, what in the world you think folks thought that we were going to believe on? Huh? Y'all thought about that? It wasn't the denomination of churches back then, was it? So, it's Jesus. It's got to be Jesus. And that's the point that he's saying here. In verse 28, it says, and when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the master's come and calleth for thee. Wonder why she went secretly. Because this sister wasn't as spiritual. Matter of fact, she kind of got a little upset that Jesus didn't come fast enough. She said, you know my brother was sick. You know. She thought that he should have came a little faster. She said, if you would have came, he never would have what? John just said it. See? Which means that sometimes everybody in your family is not going to be as strong as you are. And sometimes in life, sometimes the way we handle it determines what the destination is going to be. Because see, she could have went in there and just been fussing. See, I told you. Why didn't you believe who Jesus? Now, the Holy Spirit didn't literally tell us what was said. Amen. But I'm sure that based on who she were, based on what she said, I know, I believe, I know that you are the resurrection. Based on what she said, she had stronger convictions than her sister did. And sometimes it's going to be that way. Sometimes your family members. Huh? I got to call my sister today. And I was shocked. She said, I got to come back out. I hate when they say this. Your church. I didn't say, I don't have no church. I said, good. You know? And we talked a little bit. I'm going to follow up with her. See? I could have said, you know I ain't got no church. The church belonged to Jesus. Don't say that no more. She didn't know no better. I mean, she don't understand. She don't know. So I was a little kind with her. But through study, see, you're bringing back around. You understand what I'm saying? See, and she knew what level her sister was on, and she had to deal accordingly. See, then verse 29, it said, as soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came to him. And then Jesus was not yet coming to the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. And then the Jews then were with her in the house and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out following her, saying, she's going to the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, there we go again, thy brother had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Stop right there. You know why he groaned in the spirit? Because they didn't understand. That spirit is attitude, mindset. You know, see, Jesus, think about this, y'all. Jesus, you have been discouraged. You have been just that no matter what you do, sometimes people just don't want to believe what you say. Sometimes you just don't know which way to go. And the point was that Jesus had been rejected so much. And you know, the human side of him, his mindset were, well, look here, I came down here to seek and save which was lost. I came down here that they may have life. But they still don't understand. Now, the human side of his spirit was discouraging. Amen? And sometimes, you know, when you try to do right and when you try to live right, see, still sometimes you get slapped down, don't you? Y'all know what I'm talking about? And then sometimes you say, why are these things just, I'm trying to do right. See, and sometimes your spirit get a little down, don't it? See? And I think that's the kind of way it was. The human side, because literally Jesus had two sides, right? He had a human side and he had a divine side, right? See, and it's just for us as an example, even though he was the Son of God, even though he had the divine side, even though he had power of the divine side, but still that human side. See, that's the reason why, here we go again. You just got to keep on knowing. You just got to keep on putting it in. You just got to put it in, because the devil gonna keep on beating on you if you ain't got nothing to hold up. Or like Jesus, they build your house on that solid what rock. When the winds and rains come and build the house gonna fall. See, and that's the point that we all need to understand. Okay, I'm gonna pick back up next week in verse 33. Talk a little bit more about that. Any questions? See, that is that he had to go through all life in order for us to be justified. Is that what you're saying? See, in order for, because if he could do it and make it, surely you can do it and make it. See, like Sharon said, literally, what God could have did was brought Jesus full grown. Right? And down the cross. He ain't had to go through all this. See, that we might be saved. But he couldn't do that because, number one, he had to fulfill all prophecy, right? And then he had to do it, number one, to be a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. See, and you go back, and that's something you can look at too. Go back and follow the priesthood from Genesis all the way through the Old Testament and look at all the qualification and ratification that Jesus had to satisfy in order for him to be the high priest to go in the holy of holy and atone for sins. And literally, that's what it was all about. So someone say, well, Jesus could have just, no, he couldn't have. Because see, in Romans, when he talked about we are justified by righteousness, see, it had to be done in according to authority to make it right. Because if it weren't right, we'd all be lost. You ever thought about that? See, read the book of Hebrews. That'd be a good study one soon. Man, that book of Hebrews is so deep. It's just Hebrews and Romans. Man, when it starts talking, especially the Hebrews. Read Hebrews like 7, 8, 9, 10. And go back and take what you read and push it back to the Old Testament. And if you don't know then and understand then, you ain't going to never know. You'll never know. But you're right, Sean. Every example you gave was absolutely right in relationship. Like you said in John 17, when he cried, Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Well, you're thinking that he didn't want to do it. Well, he didn't want to do it. The human side did. Because, see, he had saw so many people were crucified. And he knew the pain and the agony. Go ahead. Well, I mean, just the Bible itself. If you look at the division of the Bible, if you look at how the Bible is written in the Old Testament, and understand its purpose. I'm talking about understand it. And then transform it to the New Testament. And nowhere in the world you're going to see it. Sure, you don't even have to go there. Just look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. How it's written. Just those few verses we talked about today. See, it can't be. See, because number one, how can you have right knowledge when the facts is wrong? Can you read something wrong and make it right? I'm serious. Can you read something that's fictitious and make it right? Can you be around something that's not right and be right? You understand what I'm saying? It's impossible. Amen. That's the reason why the word perfect is used so much. It got to be perfect. We got to be perfect. See, we got to mature. We got to be full grown if we're going to have life. See, that's what we talked about tonight. See, you got to be up here. See, you got to resurrect. See, in order to have life. Because, see, if you're down here in the world, see, you ain't going to get it. You know why you ain't going to get it? Because you believe something that's not right. And that's called sin. That's the only thing that do is sin, right? That's the only thing that causes us not to resurrect. Right? So, you're right. See, that's the reason why, hear that word again. I know. These things are written that you may know. See, when you know this here, when you know what the Bible says, see, ain't no way in the world nobody going to take you no other way. It ain't going to happen. Amen? I mean, you ain't going to lose. See? But see, if it ain't there, but you listen to what other people say, you making your move based on what somebody else think, not your own thinking. You understand what I'm saying? How you know they thinking right? I love Terry. You love me. Don't believe what I say. You're crazy. I mean, you should go back and investigate everything that I say. You should be busting John in the head getting tapes. I don't mean it that way. Just to investigate what I say. Because, see, two things hinge on it. Number one, what are you going to have life here? Or what are you going to have life there? What's wrong with the world today? People go to church and just believe everything what the preacher say. Don't back up nothing. Am I right? See? Don't let me lead you to hell. I could be leading you wrong. Amen? So what I'm saying is, it's two facts. Number one, it's for a reason. It's for a purpose. It's for a will. But when you miss it because you don't know, man, you messed up. Cause ain't no way that you can be wrong and be right. Man, you can make a cake. See, and forget to put baking powder. Sometimes Dara say, go get some flour. And she say, you brought the wrong kind of flour. Well, flour to me is flour. And a flour ain't flour. See, you know some self-rising flour. You want plain flour. Am I right? You ever try to make a cake without baking powder? I was using an example. It ain't going to come out right. Am I right? It just ain't going to happen because you didn't do it right. See? You ever try to put something together without reading instructions? Huh? When I'm doing it, be all backwards. Put that bicycle together. They be going this way instead of going that way. I know how to do it. Leave me alone. Instead of halibut going that way, it'd be going that way. Paddle would be like, what? Because I'm doing it well. That's the reason they gave you instructions. Amen? So, you got to follow these instructions. And what he's saying is so important. But see, what he just said, if you understand that, what he's saying it for a reason. Number one, well, why did Jesus have to do that? Well, he had to go through all facets of life in order to taste it, to know it, to say, I went through it. Now, if I can do it, you can do it. Right? All right. Very good. All right, brother. This tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, we're going to have a meeting, men business meeting. 6 o'clock, we need all faithful brethren now at the meeting tomorrow night.